Well, Epiphany, that's what we celebrate today on this Sunday, seems to mark a natural break between all of the Christmas festivities that we have and all of our New Year's resolutions, right? Some of you have already packed away your Christmas tree and decorations. You have turned off the Christmas music for yet another year, showing that you are ready to move on and put another year behind you. Jack and I always take great pride as we pull into our driveway around this time of year because our Christmas lights and our trees are still shining. And they proclaim that we are not quitters. We've taken upon ourselves to be a reminder that in many parts of the world, Epiphany is actually more significant than Christmas Day. For example, in Italy, La Befana brings sweets and presents to children not on Christmas Day, but on Epiphany. Children in Latin America, the Philippines, Portugal, and Spain also receive their presents on Three Kings Day. I especially like what they do in Ireland. Catholics celebrate Women's Christmas, where women rest from their work and cleaning and celebrate together with a special meal. Can I say amen from the women? New tradition starting next year. So, throughout Christian history, Christmas has lasted for 12 days, all the way until January 6th, and the Sunday after is always celebrated as Epiphany Sunday. And this marks the end of Christmas, and sadly, Jack has started to take down the lights. And it is during this time of Epiphany that we focus on the revelation that Jesus is the Son of God, that God has come down and revealed himself through Christ to put an end between the separation between humans and God. Ultimately, the focus is on how God shows up, because God longs to be connected to his creation. And whether he uses a star to guide us or a person to invite us, his purpose is the same as it has been throughout history, to use every means possible to guide us back to himself. So it's easy to see how directly God guides the wise men by the stars, but it's not always so easy to understand how he is guiding us in our everyday life. And one thing that Epiphany reminds us of is that God is faithful to light the way, to show us the way, to guide us so that he can be glorified throughout the earth, through our lives. So we hear this in our scripture passage today as Isaiah reminds us that the people from the north, south, east, and west will be drawn to this light and will find their purpose and direction for their lives. So if we think about how God guides the wise men to worship him, I wonder if today we can reflect on what or who do we look to guide us, to give us purpose and direction. Is it possible that we too can experience Epiphany?
Today's scripture reading is from Isaiah 60, 1 through 6 from the Voice. Arise, shine, for your light has broken through. The Eternal One's brilliance has dawned upon you. See truly, look carefully. Darkness blankets the earth. People all over are cloaked in darkness, but God will rise and shine on you. The Eternal's bright glory will shine on you, a light for all to see. Nations north, south, peoples east, west will be drawn to your light. Find the purpose and direction by your light. In radiance of your rising, you will enlighten the leaders of nations. Don't be shy. Don't be doubtful. Lift up your eyes and look around. They have gathered all around you, eager to come and be close to you, and your children will come back to this land, your sons from the farthest places of wandering, and your daughters gently carried home. And when you see it, your face will glow, your heart will race and be filled with joy. For great ships will arrive with gifts from across the sea, and the wealth of nations will make their way to you. Herd after herd of camels will cover the land, caravans arriving daily from the south, east, Midian and Ephah, even Sheba with gifts of gold and frankincense. They will announce for all the world to hear, the Eternal be praised. Reading of the Word of God for the people of God.
Will you pray with me? Lord, show us the way. Teach us your paths. Guide us in your truth and teach us. For you are God, our Savior, and our hope is in you all day long. Amen. When you hear someone say, "I've had an epiphany," what do you think they're trying to say? What they're usually trying to say is that they've had a sudden revelation. Some sort of something's become clear that wasn't clear before. An illumination, a new reality, some discovery or new insight. Simply put, an epiphany is a moment of sudden revelation that usually changes you in some way. Is it possible that we too can experience an epiphany from God? And what would that look like? What would that mean for us? Maybe we could experience it any day of the year. Maybe we need to know something that we didn't know before, that we couldn't know without God's help. Anyone have a situation like that? When a person that I've just met comes up to me yesterday and shares with me a story about how a certain Bible story impacted her, the story of Samson, and how it helped encourage her when she was worried about how some of her family members were not following God. God showed her that even in the midst of complete human failure, God's plan is carried out among those failures. That God is faithful even when we are not. Maybe you need a story like that, because when she shared that with me, God gave me an epiphany about something going on in my life. So can God bring us an epiphany through someone else? Maybe you need an epiphany about changing a job or moving somewhere. An epiphany is really God revealing to us what's going on. God guiding us in some way to connect us with His direction and purpose for our lives. Like God suddenly enabling us to see why we need Jesus. But this epiphany kind of thing is kind of a strange language for us. We're not used to this. It can seem odd, hard to comprehend, hard to understand in our everyday life. Kind of like last night as I was sitting there watching football with Jack and listening to a commentator, I don't understand what they're saying. I said, "Jack, they are speaking a foreign language. I have no idea what they're trying to tell me. But I bet it would change if I watched football every day, right? Talked about it with other people, got the lingo, got the language, right? Something would change. I maybe would start my own fantasy football league and I'd be all in, right? And so it would all become very familiar to me, and I would understand the language. You see, if I allowed the Word of God, though at times it seems odd and hard to understand, if I would allow it to guide me, if I would allow God to use His Word to guide me, if I was in it every day, whether I was reading it, listening to it, studying it, I wonder if I could have more epiphanies. See, I believe we see in Scripture that God helps us to experience an epiphany because He does want to guide us to Himself just like He did the Magi. You were wondering when I was going to mention them, right? You see, He guides us because He wants to lead us into a deeper sense of worship. He guides us so that other things, other motivations, and maybe the wrong people will not. He guides us to be included in an epiphany for another person. Did you hear the three things there? You see, first, whenever we have an epiphany from God, it is to lead us into a deeper sense of worship of Him. Because here it is, God guides us to give us our direction and purpose. Scripture says that He has marked out the specific time and places for us to be. Really? In order that we may seek after Him and find Him, it says. He's appointed each of us to be in a certain place so that we make connections with certain people at certain times in certain places. For what? That we might seek after Him and know Him and worship Him. Just like the Magi, they found Him. Where is the one who's been born King of the Jews? We saw His star when it rose and have come to worship Him. And coming to the house, they saw the child with His mother Mary and they bowed down and worshiped Him. What is significant here is that these men were not part of the covenant community of God. And most likely, they were part of an Eastern nation that had probably kept Israel in captivity way back when. We could say they were the enemy of God at one point. And yet, God brought them hundreds of miles to the home of Mary and Joseph to, as Isaiah 60 prophesies, to praise the Eternal One, to give praise to the Lord. Don't be shy. Don't be doubtful. Lift up your eyes and look around. They have gathered all around you, eager to come and be close to you. So we were created for worship. So God guides us with epiphanies to draw us into deeper worship of Him. Secondly, whenever we have an epiphany from God, it is so other things, other motivations, other agendas, and maybe the wrong people will not guide us. See, if we do not seek God and His Word to guide us for our purpose and direction, I guarantee you our dissatisfaction will. There is this thing that bubbles up inside of us almost daily that if not surrendered to God will derail our lives, and it is dissatisfaction. We're dissatisfied most of the time with our jobs, our relationships, our clothes, our cars, our house, our money, our children. And this creates a vacuum that is going to be filled with something. And everything out there knows what they want to fill it with. We're coming out of the most commercialized part of the year, right? You needed it all to be satisfied. If you just had that new car, or the new clothes, or the right beer, right? They all look so happy on the commercials, don't they? They look completely satisfied. On and on and on. They unashamedly come after our dissatisfactions and try to guide us onto their agenda away from God's agenda for our life, which is satisfaction in worshiping Him, satisfaction in relationship with Him. Much of the time, we're just hoping for an epiphany that will change our circumstances, right? We're just looking really too hard at our circumstances, and I wonder if God is just saying, no matter what the circumstance is, I'm drawing you to worship. Maybe we are to ask God, to show us that in spite of my circumstance and things not going my way, where are you calling me into a deeper worship? See, if we do not seek God and His Word to guide us for our purpose and direction, our dissatisfaction will. If you would remember anything I say today, can you take that one home and just percolate on it a bit? I am. I preach this to myself before I preach it to you. Thirdly, whenever we have an epiphany from God, it's so we can be part of an epiphany for others. See, with the Magi, we see God guides them to connect with all these different situations and people. And things got really, really messy, which happens a lot of times when people come to Jesus. But God was drawing them to worship Him and to draw others to worship Him. How many years, how many people have looked at this scene and been drawn because of their journey to see Jesus? And though it's not recorded, I'm sure that the Magi did not keep the story of their journey to themselves. They may have been some of the first missionaries to the East to carry this great news of the birth of the Messiah. John Piper wrote that missions exist because worship doesn't. God's purpose for this world is that the earth be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord like the waters cover the sea. So we can know Him and love Him, and everything within us can praise Him. And so we need to care a lot about how we carry this, how we are someone else's epiphany. For the sake of the glory of the Lord, for the church, everywhere. So there's a praising people, worshiping God in every people group and in every culture in the world. We are called because true worship doesn't exist in places. True worship doesn't exist of our Father who revealed Himself through His Son, Jesus Christ. And so we become someone else's epiphany of that. We had about 40 people come to the Holy Yoga Experience yesterday, and some people are like, oh yeah, that's just about yoga. We invited people to come to that because we said we were going to be worshiping and sharing the Word and doing some yoga. 40 people came to worship, be in the Word, and do some yoga. Why are so many people so hungry to worship? Now, they may not know that that's what they're there for, but they're hungering for something, and that is to satisfy what God has put in us, because we will always be hungry for Him. Until we find Him, we will continue to be hungry. So we come together because we're no different than the Magi, and that our hearts are calling us to worship, and then we are inviting others. Ever since the Magi appeared on Herod's front step, right? And they were wanting to worship the newborn king, we've been causing others to do the same. There was a gentleman yesterday at our event, and he shared with me a story about how he had had a brain tumor this past year. And he was doing things on his mat that I cannot do. You know, the whole back bend thing and everything. And he was going for it. What he shared with me was that he used to be a pastor and in ministry, and because of the surgery and everything, he was no longer to do that. And he was really just from San Diego here for a while and heard that we were having the event, stopped in with his wife, and they did yoga with us all, and we worshiped. And afterwards, he came up to me and he says, I think I've had an epiphany. I was like, no, get out. Wow, I'm preaching on that tomorrow. He goes, I think that God is calling me to take this worship through yoga to my San Diego yoga community that doesn't know Jesus. You see, he was becoming someone else's epiphany. He's going to be someone else's epiphany. I was like, yes, go for it. That's how God works. Go and do that. Because God is helping us experience epiphany sometimes daily. You see, who or what are you looking to guide your life? How are you allowing God to guide you like the Magi? Maybe not through a star, but in all the myriad of ways that he guides us. See, my prayer for us all in the days ahead in this fresh, new, shiny year is that we'll all be able to say, I've had an epiphany. So he can guide us into a deeper sense of worship, so that he can guide us so other things, motivations, or other persons will not, so he can guide us to be included in an epiphany for others. Amen.